The inputs into calculating rotational velocity should represent the maximum and minimum velocities, as illustrated by the inset in this figure. Note that the minimum and maximum velocities that contribute to the calculation of rotational velocity should be measured using representative peak values of the data levels in the velocity or SRM products. In this example, the maximum radial velocity is 40 knots for a good representative value, and the minimum rotational velocity is minus 48 knots. Taking the difference divided by 2 and then taking the absolute magnitude reveals a rotational velocity of 44 knots. VR shear is calculated by dividing the rotational velocity by the distance between the minimum and maximum radial velocities. It can be easily calculated using AWIPS using the VR shear tool. Values are typically on the order of about 10 to the minus 2 per second for mesocyclones. However, VR shear can change by literally orders of magnitude just by changing the baseline distance without actually increasing the mesocyclone intensity. Therefore, VR shear should be calculated with great caution by you and with great consistency through successive volume scans. I always like to pick the endpoints to overlay the middle of the gates between the maximum and minimum radial velocities. So be aware that you will need to adapt your baseline as the actual mesocyclone diameter changes. Estimating mesocyclone strength from rotational velocity alone is really just as valued as that from VR shear.